A taboo topic. You are going to listen to a radio program on marketing strategies for children. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Our guest in the studio today is my colleague Helen Sparrow, who's just returned from a conference on marketing to children. Isn't that right, Helen?
Absolutely. Hello, Andrew. It was quite a remarkable experience, actually, right from the beginning, when we were shown video clips from the good old days.
The good old days? Now, that would be the 50s and 60s, then.
Oh, yes, the good old 50s, where an advert would show a boy shouting, "Don't forget the fruit gums, Mum!" Or, of course, the 70s, where some kid reminded his mother, "Don't be mean with the beans, Mum!" The keynote speaker just concluded that if we could still do that sort of thing, none of us would have been there.
So the conference was about effective marketing to children in today's society, where many things are no longer possible that could be done, say, 40 years ago.
Yes, you could say that. The conference included sessions on the do's and don'ts of getting your brand into classrooms, how to harness pester power, and how to use internet and mobile marketing to get to technology-savvy children.
Pester power, that sounds funny.
It does, really. But marketing to children is quite a big business, actually. More and more children influence their parents in important decisions, which car to buy, for instance, or where to go on holiday. If advertisers manage to get the children interested and make them get on their parents' nerves about a product, they have won in most cases.
Still, marketing to children is still a taboo topic in advertising, isn't it?
Absolutely. The advertising industry often likes to deny that it targets children at all. One of the delegates told me at the lunch break, advertisers don't target children. It's a myth propagated by NGOs who think they know what they're talking about, but who don't. Marketing to children using traditional media is actually more difficult in the UK than almost any other country in the world due to strict regulations. As of April the 1st, TV adverts for any foods that are high in fat, salt or sugar are banned during or around programmes that are likely to be of particular appeal to children aged 4 to 9. And from January the 1st next year, the ban will be extended to programmes aimed at all under-16s.
Such laws must be bad news for the marketing experts you met at the conference.
I assume so, though many of them don't let their displeasure show. Instead, they go on about creative ways of working within the legislation. One woman, for instance, complained that the famous cartoon character that had been used to advertise her company's sugary snack had been banned as a result of the regulation changes. But only on TV, she said. We can still use him on the packaging. Isn't that ludicrous? I'm not surprised that many parents and pressure groups are campaigning for even tighter regulation. A particular worry is how marketers are using the internet and mobile phone technology to target children, exploiting their lack of experience. This is more relevant than ever now that some 67% of children aged 5 to 16 have mobile phones and 25% of children have access to the internet in their bedrooms, according to a recent survey.
What are companies planning to do or already doing in this respect?
Well, a rather obvious loophole exists that allows brands to fill their sites with cartoons and games that target children because such content is considered editorial and not advertising. A German sweets company, for example, can get away with its brightly coloured website called Fun Planet, which is full of child-friendly games advertising its products. Children are invited into the Western Saloon where they can play at cowboys, shooting flying Coca-Cola bottle sweets as they're catapulted towards distant teepees. Another example is the website of the lunchbox favourite Cheese Strings, which has a children's quiz asking questions such as, to keep teeth healthy, what is the best food to eat at the end of the meal? An apple or a cheese string? The answer is cheese string.
No. You're kidding here. That can't be true.
Sadly, it is. Research shows it is worth a brand investing in such websites. A recent study, carried out by Intuitive Media for New Media Age magazine, interviewed more than 2,800 primary school children and found that 43% of them said they would buy or eat more of a food brand because they had seen it online or played a game about it. What is more, over 20% of them go online to find out about their favourite foods and snacks. Other brands are using social networking sites and instant messaging chat programs to work creatively with the law. Bebo, the social networking site popular with children, is a particularly attractive outlet for brands. Their spokeswoman defends the site's partnership with youth-oriented brands, saying it regularly turns down inappropriate advertising offers from gambling and alcohol companies. But they let sweets companies and producers of snacks and soft drinks hawk their wares there.
This sounds like another job for teachers, schools, and parents.
It certainly does. Our children need to be educated on the dangers they are exposed to, on the tricks the marketing industry uses to bamboozle.
Our guest in the studio today is my colleague Helen Sparrow, who's just returned from a conference on marketing to children. Isn't that right, Helen?
Absolutely. Hello, Andrew. It was quite a remarkable experience, actually, right from the beginning, when we were shown video clips from the good old days.
The good old days? Now, that would be the 50s and 60s, then.
Oh, yes, the good old 50s, where an advert would show a boy shouting, "Don't forget the fruit gums, Mum!" Or, of course, the 70s, where some kid reminded his mother, "Don't be mean with the beans, Mum!" The keynote speaker just concluded that if we could still do that sort of thing, none of us would have been there.
So the conference was about effective marketing to children in today's society, where many things are no longer possible that could be done, say, 40 years ago.
Yes, you could say that. The conference included sessions on the do's and don'ts of getting your brand into classrooms, how to harness pester power, and how to use internet and mobile marketing to get to technology-savvy children.
Pester power, that sounds funny.
It does, really. But marketing to children is quite a big business, actually. More and more children influence their parents in important decisions, which car to buy, for instance, or where to go on holiday. If advertisers manage to get the children interested and make them get on their parents' nerves about a product, they have won in most cases.
Still, marketing to children is still a taboo topic in advertising, isn't it?
Absolutely. The advertising industry often likes to deny that it targets children at all. One of the delegates told me at the lunch break, advertisers don't target children. It's a myth propagated by NGOs who think they know what they're talking about, but who don't. Marketing to children using traditional media is actually more difficult in the UK than almost any other country in the world due to strict regulations. As of April the 1st, TV adverts for any foods that are high in fat, salt or sugar are banned during or around programmes that are likely to be of particular appeal to children aged 4 to 9. And from January the 1st next year, the ban will be extended to programmes aimed at all under-16s.
Such laws must be bad news for the marketing experts you met at the conference.
I assume so, though many of them don't let their displeasure show. Instead, they go on about creative ways of working within the legislation. One woman, for instance, complained that the famous cartoon character that had been used to advertise her company's sugary snack had been banned as a result of the regulation changes. But only on TV, she said. We can still use him on the packaging. Isn't that ludicrous? I'm not surprised that many parents and pressure groups are campaigning for even tighter regulation. A particular worry is how marketers are using the internet and mobile phone technology to target children, exploiting their lack of experience. This is more relevant than ever now that some 67% of children aged 5 to 16 have mobile phones and 25% of children have access to the internet in their bedrooms, according to a recent survey.
What are companies planning to do or already doing in this respect?
Well, a rather obvious loophole exists that allows brands to fill their sites with cartoons and games that target children because such content is considered editorial and not advertising. A German sweets company, for example, can get away with its brightly coloured website called Fun Planet, which is full of child-friendly games advertising its products. Children are invited into the Western Saloon where they can play at cowboys, shooting flying Coca-Cola bottle sweets as they're catapulted towards distant teepees. Another example is the website of the lunchbox favourite Cheese Strings, which has a children's quiz asking questions such as, to keep teeth healthy, what is the best food to eat at the end of the meal? An apple or a cheese string? The answer is cheese string.
No. You're kidding here. That can't be true.
Sadly, it is. Research shows it is worth a brand investing in such websites. A recent study, carried out by Intuitive Media for New Media Age magazine, interviewed more than 2,800 primary school children and found that 43% of them said they would buy or eat more of a food brand because they had seen it online or played a game about it. What is more, over 20% of them go online to find out about their favourite foods and snacks. Other brands are using social networking sites and instant messaging chat programs to work creatively with the law. Bebo, the social networking site popular with children, is a particularly attractive outlet for brands. Their spokeswoman defends the site's partnership with youth-oriented brands, saying it regularly turns down inappropriate advertising offers from gambling and alcohol companies. But they let sweets companies and producers of snacks and soft drinks hawk their wares there.
This sounds like another job for teachers, schools, and parents.
It certainly does. Our children need to be educated on the dangers they are exposed to, on the tricks the marketing industry uses to bamboozle...